This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your testosterone, that was a mix-up, and you know it.
He's got a giant shirt on.
That was you.
Why would you say me?
Because we know how you roll.
How I roll. My testosterone's kicking.
You had a lot of tuna tartare the day before. You had a lot of minestrone soup the day before. A lot of raviolis the day before.
Ain't nothing wrong with my testosterone.
Your weight was up. Testosterone.
Boneless. Down.
I think maybe mine got confused with boomers.
Boneless.
Well, that could be.
Meanwhile, speaking of testosterone and tuna.
There is no way that I did not have the highest testosterone.
Oh, that was so phony. That was a bunch of crap.
No, it was not crap. It was crap.
Guys mixing blood and
alcohol. No, that's bone.
That's normal.
Look.
Yeah.
By the way, the place that sells me my...
one man in this whole studio. Yeah, go ahead.
My morning sardine sandwiches is moving.
Yes.
No morning sardine sandwiches?
Yeah, the place Bread, I get my sardine sandwiches from in the morning.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
They jacked the rent, didn't they?
I don't know what they did, but
they
I got a note from Phil Sims.
They jacked the rent.
Phil Sims sent me a note saying, next time you get sardines, can you get an extra one for me? So that's my bond with Phil Sims.
You know what? He does seem like a sardine eater. He does. Big square sardine eater.
How long have you had a limp biscuit there, Gary?
This thing has been limp for years.
Get Hector in here.
Why? Hector.
What is Hector going to do?
Maybe he'll
grab the shaft of that and he'll tighten it up so it's no longer limp.
I tried tightening it up.
Stay nice and erect.
Do you have an update for us?
I do, yeah. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
All right, we're brought to you by Amtrust Title, led by industry veteran Steve Napolitano. Amtrust Title, you're on solid ground. Are we really standing up? I mean, this is what we're doing?
Are you an American?
Yeah.
Then stand up.
No, I'm Guatemalan. Yes, I'm an American,
you look
of course.
Like you could be.
I suppose. All right, so the Yankees, we got the whole deal with Todd Frazier and everything. David Robertson coming over with Tommy Canley as well, a relief pitcher. They do give up. From the White Sox. They do give up their 2016 first-round draft pick in Blake Rutherford. Tyler Clipper goes as well. This was pretty much right around the time the Yankees were busy beating the Twins.
Now the 2-1 to Judge. Hit on the ground right up the middle for a base hit to center field. Sanchez rounds third. He'll score. The throw comes all the way home. No advance by Judge. So it's a base hit and an RBI for Aaron Judge. And the Yankees take a 4-3 lead.
I think it's. Whoa! Stripped. I think the thing is stripped. It was a good idea, though, that you had. But
I was going to fix Jerry's mic because who wants Jerry Recker walking around with a limp mic
nobody.
All day?
But I just think the whole thing is stripped. There's no nut in there.
There's no nut.
No nut. So you're limp and nutless.
You're nutless. Kind of like we were on Sunday.
Anyway, so that was Aaron Judge. Remember, he was 1-for-21 when he gets the base hit there as the Yankees wound up beating the Twins 6-3. That put them in front. Aaron Judge, as we mentioned, and Gary Sanchez, the game-tying two-run double. But more to the trade. Here was Joe Girardi after the game. What does the trade say to the team?
It should tell them, hey, you know, we're in this.
They are in it. You ain't kidding. They're in it. No doubt about it.
By the way, I do believe that. Like, you see the Cubs, right? So the Cubs make the trade for Quintana.
Yeah.
I watch the Cubs go on a major run now. And I think when you're a Yankee player and you've been kind of, you haven't been playing great ball, you've been losing a lot of games, et cetera. You know, Judge's two hits last night, and then he'll get today off, apparently.
Yes.
Why?
He needs rest.
I think when you make...
Come on.
I'll get to that in a minute, because I hate that. When you make it a move like that, even though it's not a significant move... Yeah, I think people get kind of riled up, saying, hey, the organization thinks we can win it. Let's go do it.
Re-energizes you a little bit.
100% right. Now, speaking about Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is a 20-year-old kid. Why he needs a day off?
Well, he had a lot of swings.
After getting two hits in the game, I would think you'd want to embrace that. And I know what they're saying. He feels good right now. He got the two hits. That's when you sit him down, so he's not being sat down in a 2-for-30 slump. But I think you want to play. I think you got to play.
Well, Joe already said after the game.
Baseball's not a taxing sport physically. I'm sorry.
Let me ask you a question.
Maybe mentally it is.
Didn't this this trade say to the Yankees, we're in?
Yes.
So I'll get his ass in there.
I agree 100%.
Come on, man. Let's go.
By the way, the New York Yankees, I heard Kim say this, I think yesterday or the day before, have 5 days off the rest of the year.
Okay.
Right. So what? You play baseball. You make $30 million a year, whatever you make to play baseball.
Aaron Judge.
Whatever. Everyone's making good money, and you're playing baseball, right? So 5 days off, well, to the average person, it's like, wow, that's it? No. Go out there and play every day. Now, you want to tell me you want to give a catcher a break, day-night doubleheader, night, whatever
that you have
it is,
to do.
I'm with that. But Aaron Judge needs to be in this lineup every day of the week. Period. Stop.
All right, but he's probably not going to be today. Yankees.
I mean, come on.
Like, I don't get.
He's a kid. His first year in the bigs, you know, to a certain extent, and I understand they just gave him a day off, didn't they?
Well, he had.
Didn't they just give him a day off the second one of the first game out there in Minnesota?
No.
No, they didn't.
No, he played.
I'd walk right into Joe Girardi's office.
I'm playing,
man.
Skip.
Let's go. I'm ready to go, man. I feel.
You know
good.
What? The organization just showed us that they're all in. I'm all in. I respect the fact you wanted to sit me. With respect, I'm playing. Bat me third, put me in right. Let's go,
man. We're ready to take off now.
That's it.
Here is Todd Frazier. He's on the move again.
It's really tough. There's a lot more to it, but we understand the business, and you know, I'm going to the Yankees, so pretty excited to see what happens.
And David Robertson back to the Bronx.
You know, I'm excited about the opportunity. I don't know what part of the bullpen I'll be in, but I'll be in the bullpen, so. Hopefully I can get back there and help him win some ball games.
Yeah,
I
mean, we got rid of Tyler Clippard, which
he's got to be excited.
You know, the turncoat.
Robertson, yes.
Robertson's got to be
as
excited.
As he just said,
man.
He is excited.
Whatever,
yes.
Turncoat.
Here is Clippard.
Turncoat. Yeah, turncoat.
Don't hit me with turncoat.
No, you're a turncoat.
Who's a turncoat? Why?
Well, because you guys have a lot of fun at my expense. So, you know, Yankee fans like myself.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Craig's a Yankee fan.
Yes.
You know, Boomer said something 25 minutes ago, and every one of you guys glossed over it.
I wasn't in here
25
minutes ago.
But I don't gloss over these things. And I waited to see if you'd bring it up because, you know.
I wasn't in here 25 minutes ago.
What are you doing out there? Not listening
really,
to the show?
Nothing. You're right. Nothing. I sit there, my fingers up my nose, and I stare at the ceiling.
But don't you have the show on out there?
I listen to it when I'm not working.
It's like in a vacuum, like you can't hear the show out there for an hour?
Not with headsets on, because I am editing sound.
I'm glad that
9 years in, you'll figure it out one day. Probably on your way out.
What do we editing sound?
You're right, my bad. My tape op out there is taking care. Oh, that's right. We don't have him anymore. My bad.
When did Tommy stop?
Tommy!
2 years ago.
What?
Got it.
Tommy!
What about Bob?
He announced on social media he's now a producer.
I'm over here now.
We don't have a service aide.
We don't. We do not.
10-10 wins has a service aid.
Four of them.
880 has a service aid.
Several.
I mean, we don't have a service aid.
We don't.
How do we not have a... John Montone has a freaking service aid, and we don't have one.
Right.
Well, maybe we don't need one.
Okay.
You're here at 3 in the morning. What are you doing?
Who's that?
You.
I've never shown up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
When are you here?
Unlike you, who decides to go on with Tony Page every other day because you have nothing else to do at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I was bored.
I don't know. Sleep?
Yeah, maybe. If I could, I would.
Right.
Don't lash out at me, Jerry.
I'm not lashing out at anybody. You've
so
not even seen me.
When you're out
out
there, you're telling me you don't have time to edit tape?
That's all I'm doing.
Excuse me. And you can't listen to the show?
All kidding aside, I probably start listening to the show at about 7:15.
Fair enough. Most people tune in at 6 o'clock. Time to be here for the pregame show, which
I
is
do.
Interesting.
Coming yes.
Out. So anyway, so Turncoat Jones over here,
I'm
Boomer Esiason.
Why are you?
Here's what Boomer said, and I'd like you to get the tape of it.
Sure.
He said last night he was watching the Mets were down 5-0, and Cespedes was up.
And in the ninth inning.
And he goes, I wasn't sure what to do. Do I watch Cespedes not give a damn, or do I flip over because Aaron Judge is about to get up? And I let him play it out, and he said, so what did I do?
You watch Aaron Judge.
I watched Aaron Judge.
That's irrelevant.
Damn straight
right now.
I did.
No. Damn straight.
You have
damn
to
sure
now.
I did.
Yankee fans
no.
like yourself.
If it weren't for Aaron Judge, I wouldn't have done it. But
Yankee
fact
fans
is,
like
I got Aaron Judge, who actually is, you know, lighting the league on fire, even though he's in a slump, but he made a great throw the
Turned
other
off
night and everything
your
else.
Beloved Mets.
You know, no. Well, what I appreciate is I actually appreciate Trader. Good baseball players and players that care.
Oh,
that's
okay.
what I that's what that's what
well,
I
you
appreciate.
You had a choice, Mets and Cespedes last half of the game, or Judge. And you turncoated it, and you went right to Aaron
Cespedes is quickly becoming kind of like the Carmelo Anthony of
why
the
don't
Mets.
You go after T.J. Rivera for having a brutal game?
He did. So and
you
so did Jose Reyes.
Had one hit last night.
So did Jose Reyes.
Rivera's been pretty damn good since he's been
yeah,
here.
What's Rivera making, like $650,000?
But at least Cespedes had a base hit last
yeah,
night.
I mean,
and you're worried about not carrying in the ninth inning of a 5-0 game?
So Rivera is making about $650,000.
And he's been great.
Cespedes is making about $650,000 a game.
Jerry, what I'm saying is that... I think it ain't got nothing to do with the money. Boomer, the Met fan, turned off Cespedes to watch the Yankees because he loves the Yankees.
I don't care if you're a Mets fan or not, you should have turned the Mets off last night after the second inning and put the Yankees
I mean, if
the Yankees are not relevant.
The only reason to watch the Mets last night was to watch Chris Christie to, you know, just basically get hammered by Joe Buck and everybody else because it's so easy to make fun of a, you know, of him right now. Just so easy.
Joe Buck.
It's like everybody's got to take a shot at it.
Well, this was Fox Sports Midwest when Christie does get the foul ball.
He gets a ball. Left-handed catch. Get out of here.
Nice to see him get from the beach here to the ballpark.
You know, one thing we didn't discuss about Citi Field, I know you haven't been there this year. I don't think you have.
Worthless team.
They put all those the netting up?
Yes.
Yeah.
In front of the whole damn place.
Good. That's what most major league ballparks are doing now.
God.
They should. Why? I actually don't understand as a parent why you think this is a bad idea. It goes
I don't get seats like that. They're very expensive. If I did have seats like that.
He sits in the judge's chambers. That's where he sits.
If I was able to afford seats like that so close to the field, you know, I wouldn't want to be encumbered by a net in front of me, but I understand.
I just bit down on the tongue.
But I mean, we sometimes have knee-jerk reactions to.
There's
one
no
or two
knee-jerk
bad
reaction
events.
To anything. I don't understand going from end of dugout to end of dugout. What is the problem?
I just say that if everybody stops the screaming line drive. I know, but if all these teams just would follow and all these leagues would follow what the NHL has done,
that's what they're doing.
That's what they should do. They always are behind the NHL. The NHL always goes before everybody else.
It's a 30-foot screen that goes from dugout to dugout, and the pop fouls still.
Here's my problem.
If
I bought that seat with and there's no net there, because I have a beautiful view, City Field's
you
a beautiful
still have
view.
A great
no,
view.
Now,
oh,
now,
yes,
now
you
now
do. Knock it
which
off.
Hole
stop,
in the netting
stop,
I'm going
to
appear
stop.
Through.
That's ridiculous. That no, is no, honestly, that's
I
a
think,
dumb thing
way,
to say.
It devalues those
that's
seats.
That's a dumb no, thing to say. It does not no, it devalue the seats. And if it saves one kid from getting hit in the face with a line drive, it's worth it. And you know that. Yeah, I know you know that.
All I'm saying is if I bought that seat and there's no net, and then there's a net in front of me. I'm going to be upset about that
no,
purchase.
You're not. You're a man of the people, Jerry.
Come on, man. No way.
You are.
Now, I don't know how often you get to sit down there, but I don't.
Never.
I don't think I've ever sat there.
By the way, could you invite me into your suite once in a while?
I don't have any tickets to baseball games.
Oh, you don't have any?
No.
Sorry. Okay.
If I went to a game, you're damn right sit in a suite so I could eat, drink, right. Have air conditioning,
you know, one time we did
and not look through a fence to watch the
There's
game.
There's not a fence. It's a black net. You don't even notice it's there.
We shared a suite together. We did.
About 5 years ago, Boom and I, and it was the worst experience
it
of our lives.
It was, absolutely.
Let's get sure with him.
No, when he gives his buddies the tickets and he doesn't show up and then his buddies start just chowing down and don't want to give any money towards the food. I'm like, get these idiots out of here.
I take some responsibility in that. I'm not very organized, and Boomer is uber organized.
Yes,
and it was up to me to hand Dave out the tickets. And that we had, I think, 8 guys or 10 guys.
It's ridiculous.
I won August 15th. I already got August 15th. I won Yankees Mets. Hey, did your friend who brought a friend know that I bought the sausage and peppers? He didn't give any money for it, and he's ate 3 of them heroes already.
That's exactly right. Stephen Kent was knee deep in it. Oh, man.
All kidding aside, you shared the suite and you didn't go and let your friends go?
Oh, it was ridiculous.
No. There were a few games when his friends went and my friends made
the
difference
between my friends and his friends.
But who like, does
my
the catering?
My friends actually pay for stuff. His friends live through
them. No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
You got friends with a net worth of $9 billion. I bought you
they
a birthday lunch.
They pay.
They didn't give me a nickel.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, this was their a restaurant. Great idea. Yeah, I know. At their restaurant,
they saved you 25%.
They saved you 25%.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I wasn't pissed about it. I was pissed when one of them came to me and they said, well, this was wonderful. Couldn't we help? And I go, yeah, you can pay for the thing. Well, you know, we weren't going to help at that level.
I go,
you own the place. We gave you 10% off dessert.
He doesn't forget anything.
No, he doesn't. And he also embellishes, too, by the way.
That was a great day. I remember that.
My friends all came up to me afterwards and said, you know, we all did participate. I said, yeah, of course.
Eating and drinking on my dollar.
Yeah, okay.
The best part of that, was that your 50th?
That was my 50th, yeah.
The best part, I'll never forget this. There's a place that's no longer open. It was on Greenwich Street. And it's no longer open because they tripled the rent. No joke. And it was the first place that opened on Greenwich Street after 9/11. It was like the community had a great bond with this restaurant. And one of Boomer's buddies had a piece of it or owned it, whatever it was. So here's what I loved about that day. Boomer was so happy with what I had done for him and got back to his roots. I think 3 of his old high school buddies who've been to a lot of his events, who's still in his life, who still call him Norman, which I like, right?
Yeah.
they stayed, and I was there as well, mixing around, at a table, just the four of them, 3 hours after the birthday lunch.
That's cool.
Just hanging out, with no pretense. And I like the guys because some of them like to gamble. One guy's into horses. Blue collar, regular guys hanging out for 4 hours. And then when they were done hanging out, you know, we were all drinking and whatnot. Boomer seemed to think that was part of the birthday lunch and gave me the bill.
I said, good job, Craig.
Wrap it up, Jerry. What else you got?
What else we got? By the way, the Mets did lose 5-0. We didn't give you that score. The Red Sox did win. They won in 15 innings last night, so the Yankees stay 3.5 back. Dodgers beat the White Sox 1-0. Clayton Kershaw wins his 15th. L.A. has won 10 straight games now. And your boy, Adrian Wojnarowski, says that Carmelo Anthony, I guess, has told the Knicks he does not want to come back, and he wants to go to Houston.
He only wants to go to Houston.
Well, there's a problem with that, because since he controls where he goes, it's kind of a duplicitous to say, I'm not playing for you, but he also wants to dictate exactly where he goes.
He's basically screwing the
Knicks. And when Ryan Anderson's got a $60 million contract that has to be part of a deal, you don't get to do both. So it would be interesting if they can't move Ryan Anderson out of Houston, what happens when training camp opens and he's still a Knick?
And the other thing, the other aspect of this, and I know you guys laugh at this, by being traded to Houston, guess what happens? He'll get a trade kicker of to the tune of about $12 million.
And he can't waive it.
And he's going to Texas. No state tax.
What?
Boom.
Even more money.
Unless, of course, he keeps his residence here, and then the New York IRS will be all over his
ass. Get divorced before you make that move or after? Because you're in the middle of that, too. I wonder if that plays into it
also. Well, they were staying together, though. But
are they? All right,
that's
good for that.
I thought. All right, here we go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.